them garlic pickles. Oh, man, them pickles are hot stuff. If you shove your wedding ring in one of those pickles by the end of the show, it'll be gone. I mean, that's a flavorful pickle. You know what I mean? Oh, man, they are so good. Oh, God, oh, God. I think I'm just eating pickles and nothing else. I got an appearance today, so I'll be deadly. Yeah, I just keep myself surrounded with a methane cloud. Talk about a Machiavellian distance. Yeah, B.G. Pumpernickel's provided us with the food, and man, is it ever good. So help yourself. Don't forget to call B.J. Pumpernickel's 924-1400, and they'll get your party planner needs ready for action. Today's the Great American Smokeout. So everybody's asked that smokes to lay off for one day. Everybody's asked to lay off one day. Or you can do it Bill Clinton style. Continue to smoke, but just don't inhale for one day. And, of course, one of these days, these do-gooders are going to get their wish. All of America will stop smoking, and we will lose millions of dollars in tax revenue. Americans will stop smoking, and we will lose millions of dollars for people that make the cigarette machines and guys that drive the trucks and millions of dollars, and farmers will go destitute. One of these days, all these do-gooders will get their wish, yeah, and there'll be no more smoking, and we will lose millions, and roads will have potholes in them, and children won't get to go to school. We will lose millions of dollars one day when these do-gooders get their wish, and everybody stops smoking, and, of course, we will still have that overseas market, I guess. You know, we seem to ship more tobacco overseas. In America, everybody's quitting. Over in Europe, man, they're lighting up two at a time, buddy. They don't worry about it. And they seem to have less cancer. I wonder why that is. Maybe we worry too much. We, you know, cancer, you can get almost you worry about it. Over in Europe, they're like, what the hell? More wine. More song. Who cares what your cholesterol count is? Light another smoke. Maybe we need to have more of a devil-may-care attitude. Maybe that's the idea. I don't know. Maybe we need to laugh a little bit more. Everybody's talking about moderation. I say, let's have moderation in moderation. I say, right now, let's party. Come on. That's it. More pickles. Bring them on. More whipped cream.
More fart.
All right. Hey, Senorita, you want a bone dry with me?
No, senor.
You're going to love a bone dry. Take a look at this. Oh, I look good, tell you that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Hey. A lot of times when I pull my bone dry at a bar, I'll pick it up and I'll start ditty-bopping around the bar just talking to people. You know, public relations. Kind of like Clinton style, only pressing the flesh. I'll walk around and say, how you doing? My day. But one thing if you don't mind, I don't mind when you come up to me when I'm lumbering around in public. But people know about my medical background, and they're always asking me questions. And when I'm off duty, I mean, I don't mind you talking about asking me hobble, gobble, wobble. But, you know, when you ask me medical difficulties, it's kind of like, you know, intruding a little bit. Oh, for God's sakes. How many times I gotta tell you, sir? Such a punch that you only know it's not. Okay, now take a hike. Crying out loud. I'm leaning against the bar and I'm knocking down some beer nuts, eating a pickled egg, and contemplating going for my second Slim Jim. When this guy comes walking up to me and says, yeah, you're a former medical man. I got a real embarrassing problem, but I've been overseas on an 8-month deployment. No hobble. No gobble. No nothing. I come back. My wife is very excited. She's got candles all over the place. She's got her lingerie on. A sexy night. I mean, no sooner am I 10 hot. I mean, the second I'm 10 hot. I mean, I've heard of guys two-stroking. But I mean, this thing, I'm just looking at it. I'm just like basically downwind of the cutest. And I'm like... I said, you said 8 months? No hobble, no gut. First time you've seen your wife? He said, well, I'm out of the military now, and I got this problem. I said, well, sir, what you're suffering from is an honorarily discharged.
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Greaseman on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.